Blackstone Publishing presents The Coming Good Society, Why New Realities Demand New Rights, by William F. Schultz and Sushma Raman. This book is read by Erica Sullivan. To Stephen and Lee, brothers in all but blood. Bill. To my husband, Troy, my source of inspiration and support. Sushma. Introduction. Rights are not static things, permanent and perpetual. They don't all stay the same from generation to generation. Some of them evolve and change depending on changing norms and circumstances. We humans adapt rights to history. As history changes, so do rights. Indeed, sometimes brand new rights arise that few people had ever contemplated before. When that happens, rights undergo a revolution. That is a premise of this book, and it is not an uncontroversial notion. One reason such a conception of rights prompts debate is because opponents of rights, in this case human rights, though this book is about all sorts of rights in addition to those of humans, would like nothing better than to toss them into the proverbial trash can of history. They would love, in other words, to provoke a counter-revolution. The Russian philosopher Alexander Dugin, considered President Vladimir Putin's chief ideologist, has written of the need to create strategic alliances to overthrow the present order of things, of which the core could be described as human rights, anti-hierarchy, and political correctness, everything that is the face of the beast, the Antichrist. If rights are not lodged in something solid and eternal, such as perhaps natural law or inherent human dignity, are they not vulnerable to vultures like Dugin? The hard truth is that traditional understandings of rights as rock-solid and indestructible have not dissuaded the Dugins of the world from trying to dissolve them. Fortunately, traducers of rights have rarely been successful. The history of human rights norms would seem to offer assurance that, when norms do change and rights revolutions occur, the new rights at hand are generally of a progressive kind. The protective cloak of rights has gradually been extended to more and more groups of people, not just propertied white males, for example, but to people of color and women and LGBTQ folks and persons with disabilities. This is true in many corners of the globe, not just the developed West, despite the frequent charge that human rights are merely an invention of Western imperialist powers. Consider, for example, the leadership of India and Africa in struggles for decolonization, the role of Latin America in promulgating an inter-American human rights system after the adoption of the American Declaration of the Rights and Duties of Man in Colombia in 1948, and more recent accomplishments by human...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?